And you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Mid-Missouri source for in-depth news, diverse talk, and music of the world. It's more than radio. It is your community radio, listener-sponsored, community-supported radio, coming to you live, KOPN 89.5 FM, and on the web, kopn.org, streaming live 24 hours a day. And my name is Mike Hagan. It is Friday, July 6th, and you are listening to Open Mic Radio. What we have going on today, I have a good friend of mine named Joel Heron, a.k.a. Diggy Splash. He ought to be rolling in here sometime in the next few minutes. So welcome to the program. It is another hot Friday here in mid-Missouri, so stay cool and you know, keep yourself hydrated all day. First Friday of the month, so we got some stuff going on this weekend and tonight. I would like to say a big thank you to Mercer and Johnson, Brock and Shannon. Shannon Mercer, Brock Johnson from Mercer and Johnson. Of course, they were down here last week. We had a great time, and they played some awesome music for everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. If you got to listen to the program, if you didn't, you can listen to for 2 weeks after the programs are actually broadcast here at KOPN, any of the programs here, you can listen for 2 weeks over a website that's called Radio Free America. So you go to Radio Free America, and then you just type in KOPN, and you can you'll find a calendar, and you can listen to any program that's been broadcast within the last 2 weeks. They only maintain that for 2 weeks, and then it moves on to the next one. Also, I am planning on building a little bit of a website, or actually just an addition to the one that I currently maintain, that will have all the archives of the programs that I've done. I've already got them up, uploaded. I just don't have a very good user interface where you can go there and click on the link type of thing. But I'll have that in the next few weeks, and then all of these programs and live music performances that we hear on Friday mornings will be available in perpetuity, hopefully. Okay. All right. Again, thanks to Mercer and Johnson. Last week was really fun. We will probably hear a song from them in just a little bit here. I'll probably put something on from them just a little while. As I mentioned, my guest today, Joel Heron, he goes by Diggy Splash. A lot of people may know Joel from lots of different things that he's been doing around town for the years. He's a musician and a businessman and a comedian, and was, the drummer in the band The Royal Furs for a number of years, since taking a break from playing music and doing some other things, which we'll talk about today. He also played the drums in a band that was called Lunar Mansion. I'm not sure if people remember that. Some of you might. And anyway, he's done a few things around town, and he's got a real cool project that's going on right now that I'm not going to speak about without him here, but I want to talk with him about a venture that he's undertaken in the last couple of years here that's sort of a community service slash business type of thing. All right. We'll talk with Joel in just a little bit here, spin some music for you, and I think we'll start with something from Mercer and Johnson. In the meantime, I've got Tim Carey playing in the background, but I'm going to fade that one out. We might hear something from Tim here in a little bit as well. But I've got a song here that I'd like to play from Mercer and Johnson, and let's see if I can find this here. There's my list. This one is called, which one should we play here? I guess we'll play Shade of the Tree. I'm sorry, Shade of the Trees. Mercer and Johnson, you're listening to it here on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. Again, my name is Mike Hagan, and this is Open Mic Radio. There's a substitute. Brutal winter of 63. Straight off the boat from the port in Galway. Wife and family behind me, took that man 1100, sent a letter for them to come, left my money bank Manhattan,
Then I shipped out for the front. When they take that final measure, when we reach the land of peace, we shall cross yon river and rest beneath the shade of the trees. We shall rest beneath the shade of the trees. No time training and how to shoot a final run straight to the pitch with all the others where the shells will whine and stun. When I see that trouble coming, wonder why.
All right, good stuff there from Mercer and Johnson. That's called Shade of the Trees. You're listening to it here, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. A couple things here for your information. The 42nd season of the annual Shelter Garden Concert Series is currently underway. The concerts offer a variety of music styles. All concerts are free and open to the public. The concerts start at 7 p.m. on Sundays out in Shelter Gardens. And Shelter Gardens are at the northwest corner of the company's home office grounds on West Broadway there. It's about 1817 West Broadway in Columbia. And those attending the concert should bring a blanket or lawn chairs for sitting, okay? That's really cool, actually. And speaking of cool concerts, join us here at KOPN. We have a free concert series that occurs every fourth Thursday. From 6 to 8 p.m., typically at Cafe Berlin. Those may move around a little bit, I don't know. But right now we're doing them at Cafe Berlin. So the fourth Thursday, keep your ears open for more information about those free shows that that are being sponsored here from KOPN. All right? Okay, hey, like I said, this is Mike Hagan, and we are going to be on the air here in just a few minutes with Joel Heron, aka Diggy Splash. He's on the way here. In the meantime, I mentioned Tim Carey, so I'm going to play a song from Tim. And if you are a regular listener to the program, you know that Tim was on the show a couple of weeks ago playing some music and talking a little bit about life in the world. And this is a song that I really like from a record that he made a few years ago called The Mule in the Mountain. And this is it right here. The song is called Apocalypse Whenever. Would not be the same, I guess, if the power went out. We take that, I was going to say something I shouldn't say, we take that stuff for granted around here in this old earth. And it is Mike Hagan. You're listening to Radio Orbit. No, you're not. This is Open Mic Radio. Wow. My Freudian slip is showing. I'm not sure where that came from. It's probably because of the guy who's sitting across from me is bringing back old memories. And I have a friend and a local man around town named Diggy Splash. Actually, his real name is Joel Heron, a.k.a. Diggy. I'm not sure if people are familiar with your official name there, Joel, but welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. Good to be here. Hello, all you beautiful people in Columbus.
All right.
The world.
Let's see. I don't like that mic. I'm going to have you switch to the green one. How about that? Let's try that one. Yeah. You can even slide over if you have to.
Put them all in front of me. I'm in surround sound now.
Now you are. Okay, that's better. Okay, yes. Yeah, so Joel Heron is my guest. He is, as I mentioned earlier in the program, I think most people probably know you as a musician. I don't know. I guess you've been doing a lot of different things over the years. But yeah. We're going to talk to Joel and find out what's going on in his life. So, Joel, where are you from originally? You're a Missouri guy?
Nope. I grew up in southeast Kansas, a little town called Pittsburgh, Frontenac area. Small town, 20,000 people.
Okay.
Little farm area.
Yeah.
And came up here, went to college at Columbia College, got mixed up with a bunch of gypsies and hipsters, and just started learning and experiencing different parts of life and dove right in.
Where, you still have family back there in Kansas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just got back from a 4th of July celebration. I got family up in Kansas City.
Right on.
Down in southeast Kansas, and yeah, it's good to see everybody.
Yeah? Yeah. Brothers and sisters, all that?
Two brother, one sister, bunch of little nieces and nephews now.
Everybody at the party?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's something. By the way, happy 4th of July, a little bit posthumously, but I hope everybody enjoyed the 4th.
Yeah.
That's, you know, regardless of what you feel about the politics and things about our country, it is a celebratory day because we wouldn't be here if it weren't for a lot of things that happened, you know, back then. And we were trying to escape from some pretty nasty stuff that was happening across the sea anyway. So, mm-hmm. So happy 4th of July. I hope everybody had a good time and a lot of family parties and stuff going on the 4th.
Yeah, love it.
All right, cool. So Columbia College, huh?
Yeah.
That's a great school.
It's a great school. It's an expensive school.
Yeah, it's expensive. You know, I tell you, Mizzou's expensive now.
Yeah.
Everything's expensive. College is just damn expensive now. But did you, what were you studying when you went there?
I went for business.
Business?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I've always had some sort of entrepreneurial drive.
Ever since I've known you.
Yeah, which has played into all my different endeavors in the arts, music, comedy, blah, blah, blah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about music first. I think, I guess, Lunar Mansion was the first were digging in the bad decisions. Was that something that came?
That was an afterthought.
That was an afterthought, yeah, right? I had that in the back of my head. And I couldn't remember where it fit in the timeline. But okay, so let's talk first about Lunar Mansion. That was a drum gig with a couple local guys, right?
Yeah, Lunar Mansion came right at the end of my college career, I suppose you call it. I actually didn't play drums when I started playing in Lunar Mansion.
Really?
I was a kind of a bum in between houses. I ended up sleeping on a couch in Mike Marshall's basement.
And you're not the only one.
Yeah, there was about seven of us and three dogs in the house. It was dirty. But Mike was learning. He was playing guitar, and I was just kind of messing with making beats on my little laptop.
Right.
I was big into rap, and he saw that I could, you know, figure out rhythm or whatever. So he got me a drum kit, said, play this. And then we picked up Josh Wrong and Brandon Lang and started smashing things on stage and learned as we went along.
Yeah, now Josh Wright or Josh Wrong, depending on how you know him, he's still around town doing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
I think Brandon,
he went up to Oregon.
Went up to Oregon. Yeah. Just Seattle, but
he's doing a lot in the culinary arena.
He was always a pretty good chef, and now he's doing that.
That's
professionally.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, so Lunar Mansion was rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of guys having a lot of fun.
Whiskey and insanity.
Yeah, I remember when you guys got going. Hey, speaking of back then, you did a lot of shows with the Hoot and Hollers back in in their early days, and they just got back from Europe, I guess. Just a couple,
killing it.
Maybe on Tuesday, I think. So we'll have to drag Johnny and Andy and Kelly, if she's around, get them down here to the studio sometime while they're back in town. I know they had a great run over there in Europe, and congratulations to those folks who are doing a great thing.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, coming right out of Columbia.
I love it.
Anybody can do it. Well, I mean, you got to work hard. I'm not knocking what they did, but stay at it.
And you can run around the world and play music or whatever it else it is that you get good at, right?
Yeah.
And that's the key, is get good at something.
Yes.
You know, I tell my kids, I'm like, you know, I really don't mind what you do, what you eventually end up doing. I'm saying, but whatever you choose, just be damn good at it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is you want to do, get really good at it. And money and stuff will come because you're the best at what you do. Even if you're picking up poop, if you're the best poop picker up around, you're going to make money.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be good at it.
And be passionate. Go at it like crazy every day, every second you can.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that I do know that about you. You've got a tremendous amount of ambition and a lot of energy and just a really good attitude. I'm not sure where it came from. Obviously, a lot of that stuff comes from upbringing and background and stuff, but you're just a pretty dynamic dude. So music, after Mansion, you messed around a little bit. You did some comedy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about stand-up comedy a little bit.
I've always just, like, followed where the universe tells me to go, and comedy was an easy step from being on stage playing drums and just being an entertainer in general. So I started doing stand-up. I've always looked up to comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing stand up a lot over at Eastside, and
that's right.
Yeah, and it was an amazing experience.
They still run that over there, I think, don't they?
Oh yeah. Every Tuesday night, I believe. Yeah,
Tuesday night it's open mic essentially.
If you want to perform, you can sign up. Hit them up on I think Facebook, and they'll get you a slot. Or if you just want to go watch, it's a good show.
Yeah, I haven't done it for a while, but it was a riot. I remember seeing some quite good stuff. You know,
full spectrum of different types.
Okay, so then we have the Royal Furs, which is a band that is still active and actually really doing quite well on their own.
I love the Royal Furs.
Royal Furs. The
family.
Yeah, okay. So we've got Josh Wrong playing the bass, Mike Marshall on the guitar. You were playing the drums. I think that Noel?
Yeah, Noel's playing now.
Noel's playing now. Yep. And, of course, the lovely Ruth Acuff up front playing some funky instruments and singing her heart out.
Yeah.
The girl's got some pipes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so the Royal Fur is still doing real well. How'd that thing get going? And I guess eventually, why did you decide to leave?
After Brandon left, me, Josh, and Mike wanted to continue going.
So after Lunar Mansion
kind of
split up?
Yeah, he left town, and so that was the split of us. And we took a little hiatus and tried to figure out which direction to go. And we decided Ruth would be a great fit, which ended up being a fact.
Yep.
And started writing songs, playing music again, and we did that for I think it was almost 3 years. And I just had student loans breathing down my neck and listening to the universe again, telling me where to go, which direction to go. And I enjoyed every moment of playing with the Furs, but eventually I had to, this business opportunity came my way. And like I say, you can't, I have a hard time anyway, being all in on five different things. And so for the sake of everybody involved, I realized that it was time for me to step out of the way. And they found Noel, and he is an amazing fit. That dude is
great. Beast.
I haven't seen him live,
yeah,
but I've heard a lot of their recordings, and I've heard some of the new stuff that they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are gonna like it.
Is that right?
Yeah, stay tuned to the Royal Furs.
Well, you got some talented folks,
man,
for sure.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. They're never gonna disappoint.
Right. Okay, so I think what we'll do is we'll take a break here, and we're gonna play a song by the Royal Furs, mm-hmm. actually, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about current stuff that's going on. All right.
Awesome.
All right, everybody. This is Mike. You're listening to myself on Open Mic Radio. My guest today, Joel Heron, aka Diggy Splash, and we're gonna hear a song from the Royal Furs. It's called "Can't Catch Me," and we'll be back with Joel in just a few minutes. On KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. You're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio. My guest is Joel Heron, and we just heard a track from, well, a band that he used to play in and is now moving on to some bigger and better things. So welcome back to the program, Joel.
Hey, good to be here.
All right, brother. So what is the project that you are, you said you don't like to do five things and be all scattered. You want to kind of commit your energy to one particular project. What's the one that we got going right now?
Yeah, right now I am all in on a little business called Roadside Samaritan.
Roadside Samaritan. So when I first heard about this, I think you maybe posted something on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
It was probably a year and maybe more than that ago.
Almost 2 years.
2 years.
Yep.
And I sort of thought it was a joke at first.
Yeah, most people don't think anything.
And then it turned out that it actually is much more than a joke. So why don't you tell people about Roadside Samaritan?
Yeah, my stepdad about 10 years ago, he started doing towing. And then within the last couple of years, my brother bought his tow company out. And then my brother told me that I could be doing roadside assistance. So I don't do towing. With Roadside Samaritan, we do fuel delivery, door unlocks on your car, jump starts, and tire changes. So if you get a flat, we'll come throw your spare tire on so you don't have to get out in that heat. And we just get you on the road. That's our goal. We don't take your car from you. We just want to get you back on the road, get you to work, get you to school, whatever.
So smaller type things that aren't real serious, right? No serious repairs?
No. Just quick little fixes. You know, if you wake up in the morning and it's winter and your battery ain't starting, we'll come out and jump you real fast. Just get you going.
That's it. You've been doing it 2 years, you say?
Yeah, 2 years now. When I started, I was doing 24 hours all by myself. About 6 months of that, running a 60-mile radius on Columbia. So if you want to talk about going all in, I would come home, take a shower at 3 a.m., and then get a call out to Jeff City, and I was running them. And then, so we've cut the hours back just for the sake of my sanity. We're doing 7 a.m. to midnight now, so we're open all those hours.
All right. And it's just you by yourself.
I got a buddy working with me right now doing some part-time stuff just to give me a break so I can handle all the business, the back-end stuff.
All right. So who are your primary customers? I mean, do you just put your phone number out there or something, or...
We're available on Facebook if you want to, you know, see our information and stuff like that. Right now, because of my brother, I was able to work some contracts with different companies, insurance companies, similar to like a AAA model. There's a lot of those out there now. So I got a few contracts, and they connect us with the customers.
All right. So there are... Okay, so like for my insurance,
I have
roadside assistance, so they would contract that out to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
You call your insurance, and there's a good chance you might see me show up.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
All right, and so you're doing it here, Columbia, to, you said, a 60-mile radius.
Yeah, yeah. I've gone to Marshall, Sedalia.
Fulton,
Mexico, Moberly, Jeff City, south of Jeff City.
It sounds like about KOPN's listening area.
Yeah.
And we are KOPN, and we're heard in Armstrong, Arrow Rock, High Hill, Millersburg, Versailles, or Versailles, however you like to say it. New Franklin. Anyway, yes.
I've been to all of those places.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. We should get you on the air. You'd know all the towns,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, and it's a business venture as well, so it's a money-making opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and, give me an idea, like, I mean, I'm not to put you on the spot, but I'm just curious. Like, if somebody needs, I guess, in the summertime, sometimes you need to jump too because batteries get trashed
in
the heat, I think, more than in the cold.
Yeah, yeah.
So if somebody needs help with a battery or something, does it depend on how far you go?
We do $40 in town in Columbia, and then there's a mileage rate after that.
Okay.
And a lot of times, you know, if you got insurance and you call us direct, then we can... give you the information and you can send that into your insurance.
Run it through your insurance. All right. Cool. Sounds good. Yeah. So you've probably had some wild experiences doing that. Anything crazy? You want to tell me a couple stories? You're good at telling stories.
Yeah. Some of the craziest stuff is, you know, changing a tire on a highway.
That is ridiculous.
I'm ready for automated vehicles because people do not move over. People texting and driving while you're underneath an SUV trying to get a tire out. That's a crazy time. So
I spend a lot of time on the road, and I'd say it really is frightening how many times somebody will blow by you, or you'll drive by somebody and they're using a phone. I mean, not even looking. It's like, my gosh, this is not a good thing.
If I could actually just get one thing across this morning, like, think about that. When you're driving on the highway, if you see any kind of worker, not just officers or anything, you know, respect them. Slow down.
Give them some room.
Yeah, it's the law, and I believe the law applies to tow truck drivers and everybody. I'm not just talking about Samaritan. Like, it's a workspace, so you got to give them that space to get the thing done and get other people on the road.
All right. Yeah. So keep an eye out for people that are working out there on the roads. People, it's a dangerous place, and man, you're moving fast on those roads, and things happen quickly. My as a little side note on how quickly things can happen, my little boy Lucas, who you know. I swear to God, the kid is accident prone, but he broke his ankle and his foot just a few days ago on the third of July, in a vehicular accident, an off road vehicle, like a gator type of thing.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Him and a friend were cruising, having a great time with some other boys. Next thing you know, they flipped that thing.
Yeah.
And
it don't take much.
Extremely dangerous. So when you're driving a motor vehicle.
Yeah.
be careful out there for yourselves and for the other people that are on the road and the people that are out there working, because man, it's really things can happen quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what else? You got any good stories? You probably met some pretty girls out there.
Hey man, there's a lot of stories I probably can't tell on the air. It gets wild, I'll tell you. Like, there was times where we were doing Uber in between jobs, and whenever college hits and Uber's going, Friday nights, I can't tell you.
All bets are off.
You gotta be on your game. You can't be slipping out there.
All right, so let me shift gears for a second here. We will say that it is Friday. It's the 6th of July, first Friday of the month, and we do the first Friday things here in Columbia.
Yeah.
So for all you local folks, if you're out and about, or if you're not going to be, you should get out and about this evening. I know it's going to be warm, but it's been cooling off a little bit in the evenings. It hasn't been that bad.
Yeah.
And first Friday, you can catch, I think the Fried Crawdaddies are down there at Rose Park, and there's always music going down there in the art district down there off of Orr Street and behind, Fretboard and... you know where I'm talking about. So, and in fact, Diana will be on the air here shortly with Speaking of the Arts in about a half an hour, and she will talk about First Friday a little bit too, if I know her. What do you think about the locals? You know, a little bit more about music. You know, I always ask the people who've been doing things about what they think about the local scene. You enjoying still music from around these parts?
Because of my hours, I'm on 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to midnight, so I don't get out as much as I used to. It's changed my lifestyle a little bit.
For sure.
But the things I hear coming out are always amazing. Columbia is a great hub for all kinds of creativity, and that's something else I've learned, you know, moving into more of the business world. Business is just as creative as being any other type of artist, comedian. You're always solving problems.
Yeah, that's true.
There's actually a good community of entrepreneurs in this area.
There's a guy I know named Sean Zulo. I don't know if you're familiar, but he runs a little an operation, or I'm not sure if he runs it, but he's a member of an organization that's really just a networking thing for young entrepreneurs.
1 Million Cups?
I don't know what it is. I wish I could remember it, but I'll get it for you off the air, because it might be some group that you'd like to join as well. Collaboration, networking, very similar to the music scene. We always talk about how you never know who's going to show up on the stage with with this particular band, and one of the reasons why the music scene thrives is because you got a whole lot of common networking and friendships that kind of mix and match really well.
Yeah.
You can do the same thing in business.
Yeah, I've learned so much from, there's so many great small business owners in this community. I worked at Main Squeeze and working with Lee over there.
Sure.
She taught me a lot. Worked over at Gotcha with Arrow.
Yeah.
I worked with Cat TV, so I was really just getting involved with everybody I could in the small business world.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a program called 1 Million Cups where they do meetups on Wednesday, and they just have coffee, and they'll have a small business owner present, even if it's just an idea or if it's a full-blown business that they brought to the community. They present the idea, and then everybody kind of talks about their problems and sees if they can help them solve their problems and grow and get better.
Wow.
I was thinking, you know, if you ever run out of musicians, you could hit up those 1 Million Cup people and get some small business owners on here and start talking about that.
Well, I don't think I'm going to run out of musicians.
Not
anytime soon. But I'm not particularly stuck in any groove. If I find something interesting and want to talk about that, that's kind of the way this program is unfolding. And by the way, me and Diggy are just sitting down here in the studio. If you're running around Columbia,
come on by.
And you want to come by and say hi, it's open mic, open door.
Love to see you.
And we'd love to say hi. And it is about 9:35 on Friday. Let me read a quickle. Actually, I got to do this underwriting thing. So give me 1 second here, Joel.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with Joel Heron in just a minute. Before we have to say goodbye to him in about 25, but let me take care of this little piece of business here.
This program is brought to you by listener support and a donation from the Columbia Missourian. The Missourian's mobile-friendly website gives you full digital access from any mobile media device. Whether you're on the phone or in your home, the Missourian website is now optimized for all your devices. You can check on the news that matters to you. The Missourian, delivering breaking news and entertainment info direct to your smartphone or your smart home. More info at columbiamissourian.com. Your news, your device, your time.
All right, here we are now. Back on the air with Diggy Splash, a.k.a. Joel Heron, and my good friend Diana Moxon just walked in the studio here. She'll be firing up Speaking of the Arts in just a bit, and we will get to that in just a little bit here, okay? You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Let's play a song, Joel. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the Hoot and Hollers,
yeah,
let's play some by our friends, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more, okay?
Awesome.
What do we got here? This is... That's not them, but I think that's the Blood Brothers that I had playing in the background. So let me just sort of fade this out, because I hate to just cut things off. And then we'll come back here with the Hoot and Hollers, like right about now.
Shout a man last time.
She Used to Love My Music. That's a song from, I think the record is Chillicothe Fireball. Local favorites, the Hoot and Hollers here on KOPN Open Mic Radio, 89.5 FM. It's about 9:40 on a lovely Friday morning. A little bit warm out there, but that's the way it goes in mid-Missouri these days in the summertime. I have my friend Joel Heron in the studio with me, along with Diana Moxon, who's kind of hanging around in the background, which we love. Her show will be on in about 20 minutes. Speaking of the arts, stick around. Don't miss it. Keep your radio dial tuned in here to KOPN. And before we get back to Joel, and you can chime in anytime you want, but I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
In the music world. We've got, I think the Fried Crawdaddies, like I said, are playing at Rose in the Park for happy hour. That's always a lot of fun. After that, you got Al Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be rocking and rolling. And Saturday, again out at Rose, they do the dog thing, Yappy Hour instead of Happy Hour, they call it. So yeah, like, if you've got a dog and you got a lot of water and some ice, you might go down there. There's always a little bit of music and a lot of people with their dogs running around on Saturday afternoons. That's like 4 to 6, I think. Then you've got the Hard Day's Night movie, a Beatles movie, and a Beatles band, I think, playing tomorrow night.
Cover band.
Yeah. What else? Next Thursday, Scrappers. Paul Weber and the Scrappers opening for Lucero.
Nice.
That'll be awesome.
That'll be a great show.
Yeah, and that's in the park as well at Rose. Next Friday, the Daves, they are doing their album release party at Logboat. And as a matter of fact, they'll be on this program next Friday morning.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so we'll have Dave Durnley and Dave Angle and any of the other Daves that happen to be around.
If you're Dave, come out.
If you're a Dave, come on out next Friday, and you can be on the radio with the rest of the Daves. And if you're a person who enjoys live music, make sure you catch the Daves Friday night at Logboat. That's Friday the 13th, and it's the album release party for the record that I've got queued up over here. I had a bunch of songs. I wasn't sure what we'd play, but maybe we'll play a song by the Daves before we head out of here, Joel.
Awesome.
Let's see. One other thing, the Compass Music Camp, which is a fantastic opportunity for young people who are either already musicians or are aspiring, or, you know, just like maybe to sing. You don't even have to play an instrument. There's a wonderful camp. It's called the Compass Music Camp. It's sponsored by Compass, which is a local nonprofit organization that benefits young artists and musicians and writers. And Phil Sean Johnson, who was on the show.
Amazing drummer.
Amazing, right? Yeah, so Phil was here a couple weeks ago, and we talked a little bit about that. And she's very deeply involved in the camp, and she's a fantastic person and a great musician. So if you're listening and you got kids that are interested in this this type of thing, check out the Compass Music Camp, and you can find information about that online. And it goes from the 16th and through the 20th of July. And it's a whole week long. You know, during the day, the kids practice on their instruments. They form makeshift bands, and they write songs.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, and at the end of the week, they all perform.
Yeah. Get them started young, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, give them all the opportunity you can.
Give them the shot. I mean, listen to what Diggy's been talking about. He's relatively young man, 30 years old, if that, I'll bet. How old are you, Joe?
34.
Okay, 34, and already done a tremendous amount of things, had a lot of life experience,
yeah.
And most of it still in front of him. So
learned from everything I've done.
That's right. Yeah. You're inspirational. I think
Thank you.
One of the reasons why I got you on the show, because you really have taken the bull, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to take some bull, too.
Yeah, you do.
You know? But that's part of the world, you know?
Yeah.
And
don't be scared of it.
That's right. Go out there and engage it. And find something that you like and get real good at it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Roadside Samaritan, very cool project. You have plans for the future for the project?
Looking into different product services that I can add right now in Colombia. And then eventually I'd like to expand more into different parts of Missouri, and then maybe even national.
Mm-hmm.
Springfield, Kansas City, St. Louis are close. But right now, I'm still just getting my hands dirty, learning the ins and outs, learning how to streamline things and make it real efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take it a step at a time. Yeah, just bootstrapping it, really.
And are you using modern cellular communications to kind of
I told you my stepdad started this 10 years ago.
Okay.
Which is like when the cell phone started. Mm-hmm. Really turning into a smartphone,
right
He was using a flip phone and a map, and I cannot fathom how you found some of these Amish towns that I have to go to change tires on buggies.
No kidding.
I mean, not really on buggies, but I've gone to Amish towns. They have cars now.
I would have never known.
But yeah, I don't know how you get in a truck and you're opening a map and you're trying to connect with somebody with zero cell service and you're trying to find them. I've spent an hour with, you know, a GPS still trying to find somebody in Jamestown, Missouri or something.
Right.
And so yeah, it's all gone to apps now, and they just dispatch me out. I click the button, accept the job, and then it opens up a map, tells me right where to go, and pop, pop, pop.
Like an Uber driver, kind of.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, all right. So, lots of opportunity, perhaps in the future. Then maybe even franchise, that type of thing.
Yeah, I would love to franchise. Actually, if you know anything about it, give me a holler. I'd love to chat.
I wouldn't mind chatting with you a little bit about something, maybe.
Yeah.
If you don't have the app, you can't get a hold of you, or you can.
You can. I've got a business phone number that you can call, and I've got the information on social media.
Okay, and website, Roadside Samaritan, perhaps
just
in the future?
Facebook, right? Yeah. I've got the domain for that, but
we
haven't put the website up yet.
Okay. Yeah, you want to protect that name.
Yes.
Excellent. Roadside Samaritan. People out there, check it out on the web. If you know, it's something that's good to have on your phone, maybe, you know, just as an emergency thing. If you need a jump or if you need a tire change or
lock your keys in your car or you run out of gas.
You just walk up with a brick and smash the window and then say, call your insurance company.
Way. Yeah, man. Yep.
Here's your keys.
Give you a car to a glass repair shop and then I'll be on my way.
You know, one time I'll tell you a story that when I was living in Chicago, I was a little bit younger than you, not much though. And I was at a bar with a friend watching the Indy 500, and we'd been drinking all morning. And somebody came on the speaker and said, "There's a car in the parking lot with their lights on." And I didn't live anywhere near there, and I had to get the lights off because I didn't want the battery to run down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I drank just enough that I just walked out there when I realized I found the biggest rock I could and the smallest window. And busted that thing right out, popped the door, turned the lights off, went in and had another beer.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the window about a month later, I think. I don't know how long I drove around with that thing busted out.
I had a guy tell me a similar story, and he said, he wanted to bust out the smallest window because he thought it'd be the cheapest.
They're strong,
but it was, and it ended up being the most expensive window because it was such a specialty piece.
Right.
So, he did some damage to his wallet.
All right, so don't be like Mike, okay?
No, don't
bust your window out
with
a brick.
I will not break your window when I show up. I've been trained professionally.
There we go. Do you have one of those cool, like, Jimmy, whatever they call it? What do they call it? I think you slipped out. How do you open a door?
The Slim Jim. They don't use those as much because there's so many mechanics now in the door with the airbag and everything. So we've got a little air pump that we slide into the door jamb, and we pump the door open enough to get a tool in there, and then we just hit the unlock button or pull a lever or whatever.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna hack an app. I'm gonna write an app to hack into the dongle thing where you can just walk up. And if you had I guarantee you that there's a way to do it where you could just have all you gotta do is find the right frequency. So you just pop that button, you can pop any door. But of course, the federal employees might not be thrilled with that kind
of
technology.
I've seen people do that with garage doors.
Yeah.
They're like criminals.
They'll open up all the way down the block.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've seen it happen,
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're good with that stuff, you know, get a hold of Joel.
Yeah. I stay on the good side of technology.
That's right. Good side Samaritan. The roadside Samaritan. We're not the devil over here. We're doing good stuff. So anyway, don't break the law, but give Joel a call if you need help out there on the road.
Yeah.
What else you got? We got 10 minutes or so. We'll probably play a song on the way out. So let's just chat about whatever. What's on your mind?
Man, what's going on?
Okay, you think about that for a second, but I forgot to mention, you know Brock Williams, the guy that runs Boxcar Films?
Yeah.
He has a movie, that movie, it's called Slash, and it's on Amazon Prime, and it's a great accomplishment for Brock. Brock Williams, by the way, runs Boxcar Films or Boxcar Productions. He's a Columbia, Missouri guy, been doing it for a long time, and made some videos, too. He produced the Hootenhouse video. What the hell? Which one was it? The one out at the Dome.
Yeah, I can't. Jolene?
Jolene.
Yeah.
Jolene.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brock's a real talented filmmaker, and he got some acclaim for this film. It was premiered down at South by Southwest, and I think he's had a number of pretty high level people show interest in it and him. So anyway, great job to Brock. And if you guys, if anybody has Amazon Prime, you can watch the movie. It's called Slash.
Awesome.
And it's about a couple teenagers. I won't, I guess I don't know exactly what it's about, but I'm going to watch it, and then maybe I'll tell you about it next week, okay?
I'll say that. There's so much opportunity in Colombia to do anything. Yeah. There's Cat TV. If you want to get involved in film, get out there and do that.
Right, and Cat TV, for those who aren't familiar, it's sort of like the video equivalent of KOPN. Yeah. It's open to the public.
They'll teach you how to do video.
You can go there and learn.
You can make your own movie if you want and try to get on Amazon. You can learn anything. I got a big jump out there doing a lot of the things that I was working on.
You filmed a bunch of stuff out there.
Yeah, I was doing a lot on YouTube. I did some short films, long films. You can do anything. If you're a kid, if you're, there's even Pat Holt, who she's an older lady, and she is one of the best. She's in there every day for hours, and she's making the funniest videos.
What does she do?
She just does green screen stuff, and she does a lot of stuff that's like community driven, getting involved and helping people. It's amazing.
Fantastic.
Get involved. Same here with KOPN. Mm-hmm. You can get involved in this and learn how to do radio, which could take you anywhere. You don't have to pay $60,000 to get in to go to college and then try to get a job. You could learn a lot just getting your hands dirty in the things that are available to you.
That's right.
Go to One Million Cups. There's all kinds of different tools here in the community that you can do, you can use to leverage your life into a better situation, whether it's music, creativity, business, whatever. Get out there, get busy.
Well said, my brother. I agree with you. What do you got going this weekend?
I'm gonna be changing tires, jumping batteries, and unlocking cars.
Man, you're all in, as you said.
Absolutely.
All right, well, when I'm out there this afternoon having a cold beer and a whiskey on the rocks, I'll be cheersing you. All right, but we are going to get together sometime soon.
Yes,
and absolutely, we'll sit down and talk about business.
Yeah,
because honestly, I'm curious, and you know, maybe I have something I can offer to you.
You can do more people than you can by yourself, so I'm open to it.
Hey, never be afraid to look for a little help and somebody that's on the same path, you know,
that can
collaborate with you toward the same or a similar goal, you know. And we talked about that earlier today, how it doesn't matter if it's music or art or anything in life, you know, take something on, get good at it, find some people that you can partner up with, and you can do all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Joel, you're the man.
Hey, you too.
I appreciate it. And I'll be in touch with you soon, okay?
Awesome. Looking forward to Diana's show.
All right, everybody, one more time. That's Joel Heron, a.k.a. Diggy Splash. And don't forget the Roadside Samaritan. You can check him out on the web, and you'll be hearing more from Joel. I'm certain of it, okay? All right, it's Mike. You're listening to KOPN 89.5 FM. This is Open Mic Radio. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left. I'm going to chat for just a minute here and tell you who is coming up in the next couple of weeks. We've got the Daves, as I mentioned, next Friday. That's Friday the 13th, and I'm real excited about that because the show that will be that evening at Logboat in the park there should be a lot of fun. It is the album release party for the Dave's record that I guess still brand new for most people, and I've got a track here set up that I'll play on the way out, but I think that's going to be a great time. Bartholomew Bean will be opening that show, and Bart's a great guy too, and if you're he's something else, and another one of those characters around town. You guys ever play with Bart?
Oh yeah, man, he was part of the big scene when the Hoot Hollers and us were doing open mics at the Fugue, like
he was a regular
with his Indian drum, man. That thing blew my mind when I first saw him play that. And
Bart's something else. He's a treasure here from Missouri, actually.
Uh-huh.
All right, so anyway, the Dave's next week. The week after that, there's a gentleman here at the radio station. His name is Dennis Freshner, and he does some interesting stuff with a group around town, the Boonslick Chordbusters. That's right, and he plays the piano, and he's an interesting guy, so we're going to have him bring his keyboard in here and let Dennis play some piano, and we'll talk and find out about him and his life. He's an older fella and been around Columbia for a long, long time and knows a lot of people. So we'll have Dennis Freshner in a couple weeks, I think. We talked about it this morning before. He does a late night show on Thursday night, so he's still here in the morning, usually hanging around when I get in here. But anyway, Dennis Fresher in a couple weeks, hopefully. After that, the Bernie sisters, I think, are going to be on the air pretty soon here. The Flood Brothers. I've got a bunch of folks lined up. And like I say, the door's always open, too. So if you're around town and you're happen to be anywhere near 915 East Broadway on a Friday morning, around 9 o'clock, to stop in and say hi, because that's kind of the way we're styling this thing. Okay, a few minutes left here, and we're going to get out of here with a song by the Daves. I'm playing it on the turntable. We'll see how this technology works. Nobody, people don't use them much anymore. Usually people come here to the station, they plug in their iPhone, and they don't really use a lot of the traditional equipment that was... You used to have to go to a radio station. You needed your cart rack, you know, where you could load up things and play, you know, sequential songs and advertisements and things like that. Now it's crazy. People will produce an entire show. Diana, for example, the first segment of her show today will be a recorded segment. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. The idea is people wouldn't even know. Diana's like, shut up. Anyway, stay tuned for a wonderful live program. Speaking of the arts, in just a few minutes, everything coming to you live this morning. Don't you forget it. And I'm just going to go to a music here. I love you all. Have a great weekend. It's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Thanks to my buddy Joel Heron for stopping in. Thanks, Joel.
Thanks for having me.
See y'all.
Around. Good sweet candy man's in town. Candy man, candy man. He's got stick candy by 9 inches long. Sell it fast to hog chewing cone. Candy man, oh, candy man. Now you and the candy man looking mighty thick. You must be stuck on the candy man's. So all you women come gather around.